The trust funds behind Social Security and Medicare will run out of money in less than 20 years, according to a new report from the trustees of both programs. The announcement is just the latest annual warning about the government's two largest entitlement programs, and it comes as next month marks 82 years since the Social Security Act. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is called Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And how dire is this warning?
Well, it doesn't feel as dire because we've been getting it, as you said, year after year. Here's what we know. We know that there's this surplus, okay, that has been going on in the Social Security and the Social Security Disability Program for quite some time, meaning that there were more people paying into this than were needing benefits. And slowly but surely, this starts to shrivel as the aging baby boomers need retirement benefits and need more medical care. And so now, according to this new trustee report, the old age part of the Social Security system will be depleted by 2035, so that matches last year's projection. And after that, the system would be able to pay but just 75% of the promised benefits. The disability fund of Social Security, that would be depleted by 2028, after which the payout would be 93% of promised benefits. So it's not exactly zero, but it's not as much as many people had hoped for.
And it seems like a lot of times when people bring that up to politicians in Washington, they say, you know, well, we'll deal with it by then.
Yeah. And maybe that's part of the problem because it feels like it's so far off. However, I would just like to note that my Social Security retirement age seems to match the exact year of depletion. So therefore, I'm interested.
You're very
in this.
Worried.
Yes. No, I'm not worried. I'm not worried for a couple of reasons, okay? This is a known problem. And so when people go really nutty, they'll say, oh my God, Social Security is going broke. But as you heard me just say, we're not going broke. We're saying we can't pay as much as we had promised. And the other piece of this that is incredibly important is that these are problems that have basically mathematical solutions. There are ways to fix the problems. And it may be that people don't like the fixes, but there are solutions.
And what about Medicare, by the way? This is the government health plan for people over 65 and some people with disabilities.
Well, I mean, I think Medicare is a tougher problem because Medicare Part A, which is the hospital services, that's going to be depleted by 2029 and, you know, would only pay out 88% of the expected benefits. But what's more important is that because healthcare costs are rising, the trustees are projecting that the Medicare problem is a much bigger problem than the Social Security problem.
So what are the possible solutions here, and are any politically feasible?
Yes. And so let me just be clear that if you think about this, again, it's a math problem. Let's not talk about politics. So here's one way to do it. Right now, the way Social Security is funded is through our FICA taxes. And you pay taxes, 6.2%. Every employee pays that, and an employer pays another 6.2%. And you go up to an earnings limit. It's currently $127,200. So one thing you could do is you could say, well, instead of $127,200, you could make it $150,000.
Right.
So you're going to pay more in taxes. You could also say instead of 6.2% tax onto that limit, we'll make it 6.5%. You could also say you got to retire a little bit later. Some machination there. There is a solution. We're not going broke. Everyone take a deep breath.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money, and someone whose retirement age matches up perfectly with this story. Jill, thank you.
Take care.